Hello and welcome to the Susquehanna County Conservation District's Conservation Corner. I'm Don Hibbard.
And I'm Devin Voda.
And each week we bring you conservation topics and events from around the Endless Mountains. Seems like it's been busy for like the past month. We've been doing so many different events, you know, Ag Day, and there's a couple different talks that I've given. We gave the presentation at Ag Day, the Interpretive Trail Grand Opening. It just keeps coming. So next up for events is the Envirothon. And that's this coming Friday. Right, is that the 26th?
Yes.
Yeah, so maybe you're wondering, what is the Envirothon? That gives us the chance to tell you, actually. That's what we're going to talk about today. So I don't know if you want to take it away, but I definitely have the history.
Yeah, I'll just kind of cover what exactly Envirothon kind of is today. So it's an academic contest for high school students that are, and they're tested in five different environmental topics. So we have wildlife, forestry, aquatics, soil, and a current issue. So it's grades 9 through 12, and they create a five-person team to take each of these tests kind of in a group setting. They can use their team to help each other with the test, so it's not an individualized test, thankfully. And then the top team from our area that scores the best from our county is able to move on to a state level competition, and then the top team from the state level moves on to a national competition. So it's pretty cool.
And yeah, and you mentioned stations. Who helps out those stations?
So here locally we get some of our different agencies that we partner with a lot to come out and help. So I know we have this year, we have DCNR, USDA, and Fish and Boat's not able to come out this year, but the Game Commission will be out. And then we get some other volunteers that come out and help as well.
Yeah, so it's great for the kids to actually meet up with those agencies like Fish and Boat or the Game Commission or DCNR, Department of Conservation and Natural Resources. They kind of take care of that forestry aspect. But yeah, so they get to meet with the professionals in that field, and they can talk with them as well. So it's a really cool opportunity.
Sure is. And so locally, we hold our competition over at Elk Mountain.
And we've been doing that for a couple of years now. And it's worked out well.
It's nice because it kind of gives an indoor space for testing as well as an outdoor space if we need it, especially for like the forestry station going out and measuring trees and stuff. So it works out pretty well. State competition this year will be out at Camp St. Luther. So that has the same five components, but also has an added element of an oral component that the students have to record ahead of time and submit. And it challenges the team to work together to communicate a solution for a complex environmental issue. And they have to record it in one take, submit it, and it gets put in front of a panel of judges to look over.
What's the issue this year?
So I don't think that gets released until they are ready to record their issue. But our current issue that we're covering in our competition is renewable energy.
Which is a good topic, definitely.
It is. So. And then nationals this year is actually being held not too far away in New York, I believe Geneva area. So it's pretty awesome.
If you get the opportunity, it's actually at Hobart and William Smith College in Geneva. So if anybody wants to head up there, the date is July 28th through August 3rd. Again, this year. So yeah, very local and a great thing to check out. Here it's pretty cool.
I'd love to get up to it sometime. So you have a little bit on the history of Envirothon?
I do, yeah. So it turns out, and I'm not sure if you know this, but the Envirothon was actually started in Pennsylvania. Yeah, and they actually called it at one time Enviro Olympics. It was created in 1979 by three different counties here in the state. So Fulton, Luzerne, which is a local county, and Schuylkill, not too far away. So those conservation districts were an integral part of starting the Envirothon, or Enviro Olympics, as they called it. And then fast forward to 1984, they actually had their first state competition at Shavers Creek Environmental Center, and that was in Huntington County. Six teams that year competed. In 1987, 40 conservation district teams competed at the Pennsylvania State Enviro Olympics. Fast forward to 1988, that's when they changed it to the Envirothon.
Okay.
At that point, there was teams from Pennsylvania, Ohio, Massachusetts. They all competed in that national Envirothon scene. And the Pennsylvania Association of Conservation Districts actually hosted that year. Since then, Massachusetts, Ohio, Maine, several other states actually have hosted the National Envirothon. In 1992, that's when the first Canadian team, so countries from outside the U.S. started getting involved. Mm-hmm. So there's a team from Nova Scotia. And like I said, that was in 1992. So it started to get bigger at that point. 2014, the Envirothon became a national program. It was a 501c3 at that point, and they came up with a primary goal to develop the next generation of conservation leaders. So they finally decided on a goal. It's a great opportunity. I think a lot of the people that we've had intern here, mm-hmm. you know, have been involved with the Envirothon.
Yeah.
It provides a good, solid foundation. So in 2016, China actually joined the NCF Envirothon. And since then, several other countries have gotten involved. But we're up to about 500,000 students from across North America and other countries as well.
So, that's awesome to see that many kids getting involved in environmental issues.
Yeah, they love it too. Mm-hmm. They seem to really love it. It's a chance to, you know, get away from school, enjoy the outdoors, mm-hmm. Get closer to nature and learn about it. And like I said, provide a good solid foundation in environmental studies. Mm-hmm. So.
Oh, yeah. So if you're kind of wondering a little bit about what each station kind of covers, just a brief overview for each one. So the forestry station covers different aspects from tree identification to tree structure and dynamics. Aquatics will assess the quality of delicate aquatic ecosystems. And they also learn to identify aquatic organisms, manage watersheds, and determine non-point source pollution. The soils will learn about soil structure, interpret maps, and evaluate landforms and soil characteristics. Wildlife talks about animal populations and their dynamics and their importance to habitat conservation, as well as learning to identify different animals on different aspects of the animals.
Like birdsong.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a cool one. You'll hear them playing different bird songs throughout mm-hmm. the competition.
Yeah, it's really fun to listen to.
Yep.
And then current issue, they learn to explore the important facets of current environmental issues. And like I said, this year's current issue is renewable energy. They do change the current issue. This year, we're super excited. Locally, we have 5 different schools participating. And so that's over 160 students we'll have this year just at the county level.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We also just want to put out a big thank you to all of our generous donors that donate every year, which allows us to put on such an amazing competition like this for our county.
Yeah, it goes from like 9 o'clock in the morning to about 2 in the afternoon-ish.
Yep.
We provide a lunch, mm-hmm. which is put together by Elk Mountain. We also appreciate them as well.
Absolutely.
And, you know, the hosting it and being able to use that facility, which is, like you said, pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a great day.
Yeah. And then we also like to honor the top 3 teams in our county. The top 3 scoring teams we take on a bonus kayaking trip right after school lets out here in the summer. We take them down the Susquehanna River for 2 days and just get them out in nature and thank them for doing so well in the competition and actually caring about the environment.
Yeah, and that's a pretty fun trip.
It is.
Just get to see a lot of eagles, egrets, you know, blue herons. Kids are always fishing along the river.
Yeah.
And it's a great time. We actually stay at the Vosburgh Neck,
mm-hmm.
so there's the opportunity to hike some trails there. And like you said, just experience nature.
Yeah, it's fun to see them put their skills from the test to use out in the wild, too, and just see what they learn throughout the way.
Yeah. All right, well, we have one event we want to mention. So Salt Spring State Park, they have their Archery for Beginners, which is starting up on May 11th. And that'll be May 11th from 10 a.m. to noon. If you're wondering how much it costs, it's actually $5 per person. If you have a family, it's $15. And this is the first archery program of the 2024 season. So if you're interested in learning about archery and you have no idea where to start, this is a good one for you. They actually provide the equipment, you bring the focus, and maybe someone else for a little friendly competition. All ages are welcome. And as I said, it is a great family activity. So if you're wondering if there's a qualified instructor, there is. Her name is Diane Hollyworth, and she's a NASP certified instructor. So the location is actually held beside the Dairy Barn there at Salt Springs. So that sounds like a good event.
Yeah, sounds fun. So I guess that'll do it for today's show then. If you have questions related to our shows, you can contact the Conservation District by calling 570-782-2105. If you missed a portion of today's show, you can go to our website, www.suscondistrict.org, and find our Conservation Corner page with past episodes and links to information about past episodes. You've been listening to the Susquehanna County Conservation District's Conservation Corner. I'm Devin Voda.
And I'm Don Hibbard, saying enjoy the outdoors.